Unlike many of our people here, nowadays, when a young person has a crush or likes somebody, they tend to go on social media and begin to stalk on them by looking at what their crush is doing, by checking out the status or the tweet or whatever update their crush is doing, or what kind of pictures they post on Instagram, on Snapchat, or on other social media means, huh? And then afterward, all of a sudden, they would come to the person that they like and say, "Hey, I saw what you did," or "Hey, I saw what you posted," to be kind of begin the conversation. And then they kind of friend them on the internet or friend them on social media. Then they start to like every picture that their crush liked. And then after all of that, hopefully they garner enough courage to ask the other person out, right? "Hey, can you go out on a date with me, or can you be my boyfriend or girlfriend? You know, make sure I say that right. Okay. So yeah. So how do I know all of this? Because I work with Notre Dame kids and I work with college students, and that's how they told me they date nowadays. So, that is important. When we love someone, we want to know more about that person, and then we fall in love with that person. And oftentimes, what we find in our own faith the same, huh? There are many different ways to approach the faith. Many of us are what we call cradle Catholics. We were brought into the Catholic Church when we were young, and we kind of grow up with the faith. And so we kind of check out Jesus Christ, and we know all the information about Jesus Christ. Just like the young people know about their crush through social media. But there has to come a time where they have to take, quote unquote, a leap of faith, and to ask the other person out, to fall in love, and to truly give the heart to the other person. So the same thing to Jesus Christ. Oftentimes, we only know him by information, with the things in our head, by what being taught to us as CCD, or now we call it religious education. We know, and then we graduated with confirmation, but it kind of stopped there. We have never really taken the next step of falling in love with Christ. Falling in love with Christ. We know about Christ through all the information, through all the things that have been given to us, but yet we have not taken the next step of falling in love with Christ by asking Christ out, by truly knowing who he is, not just up here, but down in the heart. And that is what we need. Falling, not only following, but falling in love with Christ from the bottom of our heart. Second, there are also young people who told me, "Father, I need to know everything that there need to be known before I can commit to a faith or to a religion." But that's not what love is. You and I can know about the other person, but still remain like a bystander, still remain indifferent until we choose to give our heart to the other person, knowing about the person that not move us to love the person. We had to take the risk. We had to take the leap of faith in order to step out of our comfort zone, in order to give our heart to the other person, in order to know whom he or she is. In order to know the other person, and for us as Christians, in order to know God, we need to give God our heart and spend the time to truly have a conversation with him, to truly listen to him, and also speak to him from the heart. When was the last time we've done that? I think most of the time we know, this is what the church teaches. This is what the gospel is saying, and this and that. Again, it's up here in the mind. But when was the last time we allowed ourselves to fall in love with Christ Jesus? We have to fall in love with him. And to allow that act of falling in love with him, move us to a deeper faith, a deeper commitment, so that we do not just believe in a systematic doctrine, or we do not just believe in a set of tenets or things that is based on information, but we fall in love with a person, with Christ Jesus himself. Today, the Lord Jesus Christ shows us through two different parables of how the kingdom of God is. One, he said, it's like the seed being sown to the ground. Or the other, it's like the mustard seed. Each and every one of us have been planted that seed of faith by our parents, by the people who love us. But sometimes we think that it's us who are going to make our faith grow stronger. But we forget that it's all about grace. Who we are today and where we are today and where we will go, it's not in our control. Sometimes we want to control all of that, but we cannot. We are finite. We are limited. And only God is infinite without limitation. So our faith is not about knowing what's going to happen next, or whether I'm going to be in control, or whether in believing in Jesus Christ, I can control or know what's going to happen next to me. It's not about that. It's falling in love with Christ and allow him to lead us into a journey that is beyond ourselves. So that even when we get to places that we don't know where we are or don't want to be, we know that if Christ leads us there, he will lead us out of it. The scripture reminds us that God will bring into completion what he has started in each and every one of us. Do we believe that? Oftentimes we only want things our way, our time, our desire. And that's why we get so frustrated. Because why? Because we want to be in control. But yet, falling in love is about letting go of control. Gentlemen, have you tried to control your wife? Did that work? Imagine God. Ladies, have you tried to control your children when they're teenagers? Did that work? Probably not, right? So, young people, do you try to control the people that you like? Probably not going to work. You see, control is never about love. Control is trying to make someone smaller enough to fit them into our pocket. But yet, that's not love. That's not love because we only want the other person to be the provider, only there for us as a companion, or God to be there for us like that rubbing belly Buddha that you see at the Chinese buffet store. But that's not God. God is more than that. God is our lover, and we need to take that leap of faith in loving him, in giving our heart to him, in allowing him to lead us on this journey of faith that is filled with love and hope. And the devil is always trying his best to bring us out of despair and leave us doubts, so that we start to question that, oh no, God did not have my best for me, because I know better, because I want better. So the devil is trying to instill seeds of despair and doubts and hopelessness in us so that we turn away from God into lesser things. So that we have to fight the devil, resist against what is natural, our desire to be in control in order to look at God, to hold his hand, and to allow him to continue to lead us in this journey of love. My brothers and sisters, where we are today is not a coincidence. Perhaps we don't like it. But this has been a journey of grace. Where we are today, it has been a journey of grace initiated by God. And this is not the end. For we are called for something greater. We are called not to finish in this world, but to ultimately live with him not only for 1,000 years or 10,000 years, but for eternity with God. So are we preparing for eternity, or are we preparing for some short years. So this leads me toward my second set of questions. So what is occupying your time? I know God has the grace to change you and I, but we also have to make a personal effort in order to know God. Who in here have a smartphone? Raise your hands up. Okay, many of you have a smartphone. Those of you who have iOS or an iPhone, go under Setting, General, and look at your battery. And under that battery life, it will show you what app has been taking most of your time. And if you have an Android, also go to Setting and draw to Device Performance, and then go check your battery status. It also shows you what kind of app is occupying your life. Why do I know this? I'm Asian. You have to trust me on this, okay? Go to your smartphone and look at the app or how much time you and I have been occupying. Look at them. And see that whether any of those apps or any of the sites or any of the things that we just spend time on, have they been conducive and productive in helping us to fall in love with Christ? Or are they making us more agitated, frustrated, angry, and worrying about other people's business? I heard on K-Love that there's one message that say, comparison is the thief of joy. When we spend too much time comparing with other people of what they have and what we don't, we lose joy. Ain't our business. Look at what we have. And how are we using what we have in order to fall in love with the lover who continue to call us out? My brothers and sisters, it's not enough to know Christ by information, what in our head. It's more important to fall in love with Christ. Therefore, my brothers and sisters, do not let the seed of faith that has been planted inside each and every one of our souls go to waste. But with our own effort, enrich the soil so that the seed grows stronger and more abundantly. Second, do not think that your faith and my faith depend on you and I. No, it's never about us. It's about Christ. Let him be God. Let God be God. And we there at the lover, allowing Christ to take us on a deeper and greater journey. Fall in love with Christ. And let Christ show you and I that we are meant for more. Therefore, my brothers and sisters, may the love of God lead you and I toward the moment where we can call out like Saint Therese of Lisieux, all is grace because all comes from God.